AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two U.S. military planes shot down in the Iran war today. One crew member of a fighter jet rescued, another missing. Few details about the second incident. Iran claims its forces struck an A-10 aircraft that crashed in the Persian Gulf. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports.
The White House is releasing details of President Trump's 2027 budget, including a $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's the largest of its kind in decades. The president had indicated, even before the war against Iran, that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a roadmap to Congress, which handles spending issues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs in March, rebounding from a dismal February in which 133,000 were lost. And the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. Paul Wiseman takes a closer look.
The numbers got a lift from the end of a strike that had idled 30,000 healthcare workers in February. Warmer weather also helped the construction industry add 26,000 jobs. The drop in unemployment was caused partly because almost 400,000 people dropped out of the labor market. That means fewer people were competing for work. The labor market has been shrinking partly because people are getting older and retiring, and partly because of President Trump's immigration crackdown. The job market is expected to weaken going forward as the Iran war and higher energy prices take a toll.
President Trump signed an executive order intended to fix college sports. It would cut federal funding to schools that don't comply with mandates covering transfers, eligibility, and pay for play. This is AP News. Good Friday at the Vatican.
The Pope listened in silence to a homily by the papal preacher, Father Roberto Pasolini.
In un tempo come il nostro,
he says, in a time such as ours, still so torn apart by hatred and violence, where even the name of God is invoked to justify wars and acts of death, we Christians are called to approach the Lord's cross without fear, indeed with complete confidence, knowing that it is a throne upon which we sit and learn to reign with him, placing our lives at the service of others. Later, pilgrims and tourists joined the Pope at Rome's Colosseum for the Way of the Cross procession, which commemorates the final hours of Jesus' life. Leo personally carried the wooden cross through all 14 stations of the Way of the Cross at the Colosseum. It's the first time in decades that a Pope has carried the cross to every station. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.